You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Odyssey.com Rewind if you want the Pistons discussion. No word on Will Vest yet. Obviously, we hope for the best there because you cannot afford to lose him in your bullpen. But we're wrapping a little bit about the U.S. Open. I mean, seeing pros brought to their knees like that, I mean, that's, you're like, wow, this course is Satan's playground. But it did make me think of the average golfer and the meltdowns that likely ensue on courses all over. I just wondered what the worst freak out you saw was.
And I've gotten word from someone who plays golf with rigor that he has broken three clubs in the last 2 years.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So Reeks, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he in tonight?
Good question.
Yeah, there's
no Tigers game.
All right, we'll have to have
He's got a whole four-hour show.
We're going to have a conversation with him. Let's go to Zach, 97.1. Zach, how you doing, brother?
Gentlemen, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good. What's up?
So this isn't as much of a meltdown as a pretty hilarious story that happened just last week. Out with my buddies golfing. My buddy, I'm in a cart by myself, and my two friends are driving together. One of them hits his ball. He's looking for it. Can't find it. Gets out of the cart, and the other guy's looking for his ball, too. So no one's in the cart. My friend thought he put the parking brake on.
Oh, no.
Go figure, he didn't put the parking brake on. Next thing you know, we see the cart rolling into a pond, and it gets stuck under this, like, pump that's flowing so much freaking water into this cart. We called the clubhouse. They bring out these three high school kids who work for the course, and they're all just cracking up, taking selfies with the cart. I'm trying to get videos and send them to SportsCenter. My friend was so embarrassed. They had to use an SUV the next day to get the golf cart out of the water.
The next day?
The kicker of the story is, you know, I got instant karma. I woke up the next day with poison ivy all over me.
Now, hold on. Can we back up the truck for a second? I mean, Zach, what's the invoice for that?
Well, there was no damage. He had to leave his credit card, and he's a better man than I am because I would have gotten the hell out of there. But, you know, I was looking up in real time on Google what does a used golf cart cost, and a few grand for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Zach, all I'm thinking of, you remember ever seen a movie Falling Down? Michael Douglas? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. All right,
there's a scene at a golf course that's a little different. Bottom line is the cart goes rolling. One problem.
Oh, yeah.
One problem, the guy's heart pills were in the cart. He's dead on the course. Like, the cart just beelines it right for the water.
Good call. I forgot about that.
Oh, I mean, it was. Oh, your heart? Maybe be nicer next time.
Get off our course.
You and your stupid game. But then it just the idea of the cart just going right into the distance, right for a pond.
But he said the next day, I mean, that thing was in water for 24 hours, and it came out okay.
And the guy's credit card didn't get dinged? That's a modern miracle.
They must have really liked him and overlooked some stuff.
Let's go to Jim, 97.1. Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Jim.
So, using a fake name because I'm embarrassed about it.
Okay.
43 now, and I was 26 or 7. I was playing Pheasant Run. We're pretty good golfers and just having a terrible day. I broke every club and threw them in the pond.
Every club in the bag?
Except my putter, but that should have went too.
Well, wow. I mean, Jim, listen, you were in your mid-20s. You probably had a couple of pops. I don't know.
No, we don't drink because we gamble.
Oh, boy. Okay, so there was a financial stress put upon you that day.
So Jim, real quick, like what's the genesis? What is the thought process that ends in let me just throw this club?
It does feel good in the moment.
it feels like you're liberated.
Yeah.
Just curious.
But what does it feel like that night?
I did used to run a golf course, and I tell you what, I'm okay with destroying my stuff, but you destroy a green, that could be $5,000-$10,000 in repair.
That's why I said it.
You will get prosecuted.
So they can sue you for, like, essentially.
So you pulled the Devin Bush. And
damaging private property or something, right?
Wow.
How about this? It was just a little nine-hole municipal course. I had a neighbor who, I get a call from my golfers and saying, there's a guy behind 5T hitting golf balls onto the course in the middle of the day like it's his driving range.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
So I called a cop that I knew. I'm sorry, back it up. I drove over to him and said, hey, sir, please do not do that. You could kill somebody. And it was probably a 20-year-old kid living with his parents. So he says, all right, I'll stop. So I looped around. Well, sure enough, he's hitting him again. So I went up to him again. I said, hey, guy, listen, we're owned by the city. You know, cops play here all the time. If I see this again, I got to call the cops. And I don't want to do that. So I loop around, he's hitting again. I had a cop pick me up at the pro shop, drive over there, and we walk into his backyard as he's still hitting. He almost shit himself. And the cop was like, I could write you 5 tickets right now, but Jim doesn't want me to write these. Because what I didn't want to have happen is him get a ticket and then him destroy a green the next day.
No, it's not worth it, because then you're, you know, then the course you're running is out 5-10 grand. Yeah, Jim, it's that's good God, what is wrong with people? That's amazing. See, this is I don't know, man.
That's a whole different stuff.
No, like for me, like this is where the golf thing. It's just like if I'm trying to think of like what my equivalent to golf would be. It would be me at a horse track. And I mean, I may mutter something or talk to my table about a grievance I'd like to file against an equine athlete, but there's no throwing of anything. I don't punt my iPad into the infield.
David, were you here, was it Friday?
That's an F-bomb.
When a horse lost,
yes.
Mike took his cap.
Sure.
That's a hat. Threw it against the wall, uttered a phrase, so much so that the boss is like, boys!
Hey, first of all, don't have an open office concept. Second of all, you want me to text you what that cost me?
I'm just, he's like,
you and your little Happy Sprinkles t-shirt over there won't be happy.
You're just like, you know, I don't throw things like,
well, it was a hat. It's a hat. A very nice hat. I mean, you can't lose a photo like that and not have a, but I didn't break anything.
No, you didn't.
You don't, like, I can't believe these guys are smashing clubs. Those not are like not
you've,
cheap.
You've never broken a chair.
No.
Golf course, golf carts in the water, like.
That's a totally different level.
But it was the fact that neither one of them put the parking brake on, and it's just rolling down
just
there.
The slow descent into destruction.
And at what point do you realize it and try to go top speed to try to jump in there to stop it? And it's in the water for a day.
Man, the golf course does something to people.
I think just competitive nature does stuff to people. Because the equivalent of you losing that race is like somebody and you thought you hit the perfect putt and the ball just lays right on the lip and it won't fall in.
Sure.
And you're just like, really?
But there's still no destruction of a club involved with hurling F-bomb.
True.
F-bombs are free. Free.
I would set the over-under. If you play golf, I would set the over-under at 6.5 clubs.
No.
A year.
No. No. I promise you no. Because again, F-bombs are free. Clubs are not.
I know you.
These people go and they get it's like the one clubs.
It's cathartic. In that second, in that 1 second.
I've gotten to a point in time for me, the cursing is as cathartic as smashing something. It really is. Unless it involves you and your stupid team. Then I'm smashing a chair. That's different. And the chair didn't break. It's a misnomer. We had to put the wheels back on it, but it didn't break.
Mike, that chair went to the big big furniture store in the sky.
Well, it was a couple of years ago. A lot of maturation.
It went to chair hospice.
Never forget. 248-539.
Oh, trust me, I was here.
I know you were.
And get your ass out.
You're privileged. Why did your team have to get the guy we want? You know, it's not worth exploring. Lions have plenty of pass rushers. Just ask Brad. All right. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.